we are holding Simin Tov Lamed. Mechaber says, Shabbos Shevnei HaPesach Koirin Osoi Shabbos HaGodol Bivnei HaNefs Shanasaboy. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGodol. So why? So as we all know, that when the Bnei Yisrael set aside the lamb for the Korban Pesach by tying it to their beds, the Mitzrim, when they saw this, were told that yet their gods were soon going to be slaughtered. The Mitzrim were in complete shock, but yet unable to do anything about it. That day, Yud Nisan, on the year of Mitzias Mitzrayim, came out on Shabbos. Chazal therefore established that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol as a seicher to that Nis. The Bach actually finds it difficult to understand why were the Mitzvim so shocked? They didn't know that the Jews eat lamb. They didn't know that they were shepherds. The Bach therefore explains that there must be a deeper reason, and it really is like it we find in the Zohar, that the Mitzvim understood that just as they were shechting the Seh in this world, so too that Koyach of the Avodah Zorah will also be destroyed in the world above. The Bach offers another similar explanation. The Mitzvim were in such shock because when the Chazals would say that Al Sheshoichtim Elohehem, Elohehem refers actually to the Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because the majority of the Bnei Yisrael were also of the Avodah Zorah. And that is why the Mitzvim were so surprised. Yesterday you also worshipped the Seh, and now you're taking it to slaughter it? That will certainly bring about the destruction of that koyach in the world above. The Ramah continues, Moyads. V'haminug loymer b'mincha ha'agodah mitchila savodim hayinu alachaper akol avoneseinu u'poiskin loymer baruchi nafshi. That since Shabbos HaGadol is when the Geula and the Nisim began, we therefore have a minig to read the Haggadah from Avonim Hayinu through Alachapa Alavonaseinu on Shabbos HaGadol. Even if the Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach, and the Shabbos HaGadol to Russia actually took place the week before, the minig is to read the Haggadah on Erev Pesach. The Bialacha brings that the Gra disagrees with this minig. The Gra brings a raya from the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, Yochol miboid yoim, I would think you can read the Haggadah miboid yoim before Pesach, tamid loimer ba'avur zeh. The only time when you're allowed to read the Haggadah is when matzah and morah are munachim lefanecha. Simin tof lamed aleph. B'tchilas leil yudal benison, boitkin es hachometz lo haner b'choyrin u'bizdokin b'chol hamakoymes shederech lahachnis shom chometz. Which means that immediately after Tzeisak Rechavim, which should be before complete darkness, there is a small amount of light left, the halacha is we begin bedika. We begin to search for chometz in any place where chometz is normally found, including any possible nook or crack in your house. The Mishnah Berurah points out, bedika alone is not enough. And that we'll soon see later on in the Shulchan Aruch, that in addition to the bedika that we're doing, we're also going to have to do a bittul, which means we declare that any chametz in our possession is like dust and is ownerless. Why? Because if we would just rely on the bedika, we might miss a piece of chametz. And if we would, and we therefore would end up with a piece of chametz in our rishus during Pesach, we could be over an iser deraisa of Baal Yirah. So, if that's the case, so why do we have to do bdika? We all know the Gemara tells us that bittul ba'al masagi, that once we've done bittul, the chametz is no longer ours, it's hefker, and therefore there's no ba'al yirah. So why do you need both? So there are two reasons why even after you do bittul, you still need bdika. Number one, that the bittul is something which is dependent on the das of the person, on the sincerity and the intention of the individual. And therefore, you know, while it might be easy to be sincerely mevatel a small piece of stale bread, but if you're talking about $500 worth of schnapps, it becomes a lot more difficult. So Chazal said we cannot rely on the bittul of an individual alone, and we also require bdika. That's one reason. The second reason, it's based on the Tosfos, that says that since we are very used to eating chametz, it's very easy for one to forget and mistakenly eat a piece of chametz on Pesach. Chazal therefore require that we do dika and beer as well as the bittul.